Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a new air ambulance service is to be based in Sligo from the 1st of July. We'll hear from a local senator. The jury at the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has been sent home for the weekend. It'll begin deliberating again on Monday. Ireland is being tasked with finalising the EU's budget by the end of the year. The Irish presidency of the European Union gets underway on the 1st of July, with the Taoiseach admitting it's going to be a challenge, particularly to get a consensus on common agricultural policy funding. And also coming up, the community of St Johnstone comes together to welcome home Davin Curran after a long illness and months in hospital. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news, and of course at the centre of that will be a full and comprehensive report from Oisin and Chris on the Donegal International Rally first day. All today's stages are over, and we'll have all the details and the latest perspectives from the rally coming up at around about 6:15. But we begin this evening with the long-awaited air ambulance for the North West. It's now been confirmed it will be based in Sligo. The aircraft was seen training in Killybegs this week ahead of its launch on July 1st. Senator Manus Boyle had campaigned for the service to be located at Finnercamp in Donegal. However, he says the Sligo base will still improve coverage along the western seaboard. And he says, while it's not in Donegal, the maximum wait time for the air ambulance in the county should be around half an hour. And that's a lot better than the situation that pertains at the moment.
Oh, it's still good for the county. Listen, I was pushing hard for Finnercamp, but when you sit down and look out geographically, Sligo, it ticks more boxes than Finnercamp. Now, I'm disappointed it's not coming to Donegal, but when you see that it's only 30 minutes away from every place when it's based in Sligo, it makes far more sense to look after the islands and parts of Galway. And, you know, it'll cover all the counties, you know, so it's great that we have it. And, you know, it's been a long, hard road. We've been pushing for this. And in fairness, credit has to go to Councillor Michael McLafferty, because he has worked hard with me on this, even before we got into politics, you know.
So being based in Sligo, if it had to get to the likes of, say, Malin Head, do we know roughly how long that would take?
Well, they're telling me the forces, furthest point away is 30 minutes, that they would be there within 30 minutes. That's the longest where she is based in Sligo that she would make any point. So, you know, it's great news. Like, we're a long time looking for this and fighting for this, so it's great to have it based in Sligo.
And that was Senator Manus Boyle speaking there to Donna Marie Doherty. The jury at the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has been sent home for the weekend, but will begin deliberating again on Monday. The seven men and five women have spent around 7 hours considering the charges against the former DUP leader and his wife. Jamie O'Hara reports from Newry Crown Court.
Judge Paul Ramsay sent the jury home at around 3:15 p.m. today and asked them to return to court on Monday morning to restart their deliberations. They deliberated for 3 hours and 10 minutes yesterday and around 3.5 hours today. Geoffrey Donaldson denies 18 charges of historic abuse against two alleged victims, while his wife Eleanor Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to 5 charges of aiding and abetting and faces a trial of the facts.
Ireland's being tasked with finalising the EU's budget by the end of the year. The decision was made at a summit of leaders in Brussels. Today is the last summit before Ireland takes over the EU presidency next month. European Council President Antonio Costa has been outlining what's expected from the Irish presidency.
Negotiations will continue, and the Irish presidency will prepare a revised negotiating box for our meeting in October. Today, leaders agreed to task our Irish friends to accelerate work on new own resources. We need those additional revenues to reach a deal in December.
Well, as talks continue, the Taoiseach admitted this afternoon it will be a challenge, particularly to get a consensus on the common agricultural policy funding, with each European country coming to the table with different demands. Ireland is lobbying for adequate funding for the agri-sector, with farmers here saying proposed changes to the CAP will cut resources and put pressure on food prices. Speaking in Brussels this afternoon, Micheál Martin said it will be very, very difficult to resolve.
Two fundamental pillars of previous budgets, CAP and cohesion funding, are still very much on the mind of many member states, and that's something I picked up on meeting the various prime ministers over the last while.
The community of St Johnstone has come together this evening to welcome home Davin Curran. The two-year-old was transferred to Freeman Hospital in Newcastle for specialist cardiac care after being diagnosed with myocarditis, cardiomyopathy and rhinovirus and parovirus infections. Today, he returns to his home in East Donegal. His aunt Lisa Crawford says there is still a long road ahead for Davin, but for now, she says, they're celebrating what's been achieved.
It's still a long way to go, but hopefully he has the major part over him now, and hopefully this is a long road to recovery now for him. But today is all about coming home to Donegal, to St Johnstone, because he hasn't been here in 6 months, and it's a big thing. It's a big thing for the whole family. None of them have been here, and for Megan and Barry too. It's a cloud lifted, a dark cloud has been lifted, you know, so it's great to be here today to celebrate that. And the community that has helped them along the way also, to thank you to them as well, because they have been so good.
It may have felt like times that this day was never going to come, so it'll be such a relief to see the corridor open and to see him.
Yeah, do you know what? It's been 6 months, and it's, although it has flew, but I'm sure it has dragged for Megan and Barry also, do you know? So, but we did think this day was never going to come, but I can't even believe it's here at the same time. It has come round so quick at the end up, thank God. So we've only God to thank and everybody's prayers and everybody who helped us along the way. So that's amazing.
And that was Lisa Crawford, aunt of Davin Curran. Davin expected back to St Johnstone very shortly. We'll have more on our website, highlandradio.com, and indeed an update, hopefully, on our news at 7. The man who murdered and raped a Donegal woman in India is appealing the life sentence that was handed down to him. 31-year-old Vikat Bhagat was sentenced in February of last year for the brutal killing of 28-year-old Danielle McLaughlin in Goa in March 2017. Danielle's family fought for justice for over 7 years. Andrea Branigan, Danielle's mother, says she was informed this week that the appeal is due to go before the court in India on the 1st of July.
He applied to appeal a couple of weeks after he was sentenced, but the hearing for the appeal is now on the 1st of July. But we aren't unsure of how it's going to work, if it's going to be over a few days or it's going to be over and done in one day.
You had fought for so long for Danielle, for her justice. It was nearly 8 years that you were fighting. You know, it say that it had felt, you know, that there was finally nearly like a light at the end of the tunnel, that you'd gotten justice for her. And you know, it would just be so shattering for that to be taken away.
It is. It's hard because we were kind of made aware that he was going to appeal, which was a help. But I thought it'd be another year or two before I'd be for hearing. Day for it to come this quick is kind of shocked. And it's still nerve-wracking because you don't know how it's going to go.
And that was Donna Marie Doherty there, and she was speaking to Danielle McLaughlin's mother, Andrea Branigan. A US official says Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a ceasefire. It comes hours after Israel attacked parts of Lebanon's southern region. Talks between Iran and the US, which were expected to start today, have been postponed, and a peace agreement that was to have been signed in Switzerland has not now been signed. Well, it's not the first time there's been a ceasefire announced in Lebanon. Sky's Middle East correspondent is Adam Parsons. He says previous versions haven't lasted very long.
There was already a ceasefire that had been around for a couple of months that both sides had violated on an almost daily basis. There was then the deal struck by the United States and Iran, not signed by either Hezbollah or Israel, that mandated an end to conflict in Lebanon.
An English Young Councillor claims that families are being failed by the growing crisis in legal aid. Councillor Joy Beard says that according to the Legal Aid Board, at present there are 25 solicitors listed on the private practitioner panel for Donegal, but just two of them are accepting family law referrals. Councillor Beard says people are facing a barrier to representation because of their error code.
Yeah, well, the issue was brought to my attention by Lifeline and Ashon, who, as we know, do tremendous work, who support people experiencing domestic abuse, family breakdown, you know, child access disputes and other crises. And they contacted me because they're finding it increasingly difficult to help their vulnerable clients access legal representation. So I contacted the Legal Aid Board, and what I discovered was deeply concerning. Although there are 25 solicitors listed on the panel for Donegal, only two are currently accepting family law referrals. And these, I must point out, that are mainly centred around Letterkenny, the two. And there's very, very limited availability here in Ashon.
And that's two accepting referrals, credibly thin. in for a county the size of Donegal and makes things difficult for the rural areas, as you say. What feeling is this leaving within the area?
Yeah, well, I think people, you know, they're at crisis point when they seek support and need assistance legally to know where they stand and the best route forward. You know, so if you're living in Annishone and you're already dealing with domestic abuse, maybe separation or child access disputes, you're potentially facing a barrier because of where you live, where your air code is. And we have to remember this is all happening against the backdrop of increasing domestic abuse. So this is about ensuring that ordinary people, when they're at their most vulnerable, women, children, at a time in their lives they need help, that they can get the legal advice and representation that they so desperately need. But that is not the case at the minute, and that's deeply, deeply concerning.
Councillor Joy Beadler speaking to Ryan Brawley. Donegal Circuit Court has seen a landmark conviction delivered in a case of human trafficking for labour exploitation, the first of its kind in the state. It came after an extensive investigation carried out by detectives locally, supported by the Human Trafficking Investigation and Coordination Unit from the Garda National Protection Services Bureau based in Sligo Leitrim. Other specialist Garda units also took part. The victims had been forced to live in inhumane conditions in cold, damp accommodation without proper bedding. Donegal Superintendent Siobhan Mullaghan joined today's Greg Hughes show and gave this advice to people who may suspect someone has been trafficked.
For human trafficking, it's usually people that are vulnerable and down on their luck, maybe in their home country, and they're offered unrealistic things in a new country, and they're brought over and they're exploited, or they've come over and they're exploited here by other people. And even if they do consent to working, they don't consent to being exploited or being forced to work too many hours, or, you know, sleeping, have no privacy, or sleeping in shared or overcrowded spaces, and not being able to move freely and things like that. So, you know, in this case, I suppose that all was highlighted. And a lot of the time, these people, they don't speak English, and they're very reliant on those that have English, and usually that's who's employed them or trafficked them. So definitely they are very vulnerable. But there is help out there for it. And I suppose if people do suspect that somebody might have been trafficked, they can contact their local Garda station. Gardaí have been trained on human trafficking and indicators. Or you can free phone 1800 666 111, or you can email your concerns or suspicions. There's a specific website and a specific email address, Greg, blueblindfold@garda.ie as well. And it's only just concerns, and we will look into it.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes to 6 o'clock. A little later, Mark's going to be here with the rest of the sports news. But first of all,
Highland's coverage on day one of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Voodoo Venue Letterkenny. Playing live tonight, Friday, it's My Generation.
We'll hand you over to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. If you're just joining our coverage off the rally, I can tell you it's been dominated by Chris Meek and Liam Regan in the Tour de Yaris Rally 2, as they lead at the end of day one. After 73 kilometres and six stages, they have an 11.8 second advantage over the defending champions Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan in the Skoda Fabia, with WRC stars Josh McGurlain and Owen Tracy sitting in third, a further 11.6 seconds back and 23.4 seconds adrift off the leaders, Chris Meek and Liam Regan. Let's get some reaction now from some of the top 10. Chris Ashmore spoke to them as they came back into Letterkenny after a long days of action. In this piece, we'll be hearing from Chris Meek, Josh Moffat, David Kelly, Philip Allen, Josh McAuley, and up first, Callum Devine.
So, Callum, back after day one, a day that's had its fair share of twists and turns. Your own assessment?
Look, it's been overall not a bad day for us. I think we can be quite happy. To be racing Chris is pretty nice. He's a top class driver, but for us, we had not a bad day. Probably the last loop there, we went probably too soft an option. The guys went in the harder option, probably would have been better now. But look, I think my driving overall has been quite good. I managed it as best as I could. Tried no mistakes. Look, I was happy enough what I had. So, the main thing is we're here again at the end of day one. A big day tomorrow again. So, just reset again.
So, 8 stages tomorrow. You know how demanding it can be. Important now to just be able to rest, get a good night's sleep, and for everything to be all set.
Yeah, exactly. I need to rest up and, a couple of them big jumps today. Now, I'm sore in the back and stuff, so yeah, I need to rest up tonight and, it's a big day tomorrow.
So, Chris, overall, you must be well pleased considering it was a pretty demanding and challenging day.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a tricky morning with the rain overnight and made it really tricky in that first stage. All three stages in the first loop were really tricky. These little bog roads, only a car width. But I have to say, whoever's putting these, Motorsport Ireland guys putting these chicanes in, we need to have a word with him because he's making it more dangerous than what the chicanes are supposed to be for. Putting them in a little boreen with grass in the middle and trying to chicane it, it's a lot safer. We're just allowed to go through it. So, like, I hit 3 or 4 chicanes and everybody's complaining about it. So, anyway, look, it is what it is. Same for everybody. But happy with my day. Honestly, the car's working really well. And difficult to make time and, you know, make a difference at times because it's straight line chicane, straight line chicane. But, I'm sure Callum's going to come out of the box tomorrow. Honestly, I was really impressed with his times today. He was driving very well, and the gap's only, 9, 10, 11 seconds. So, I'm sure he's going to come out of the box in the morning with all guns blazing.
And your thoughts on tomorrow? I mean, what way do you see it panning out?
Well, I think today was new nearly for everybody, I think, so it suited me. It helped me a little bit. Tomorrow you move into terrain, which I've been in. So, look, it's a long rally. It's only one day down, and it's going to be a tough day tomorrow.
Yeah, and I see the car is a bit of grass, which sort of reflects what you were saying.
Yeah, honestly, it's dangerous. Where they put these chicanes, it's making the rally more dangerous. So, yeah, somebody needs a word with them, buddy.
But there's a smile on your face. You're enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it. I'm at home and doing a rally, which doesn't happen too often. So, yeah.
Great. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Geoff, you've been here so many times before. Things have spread out a little bit already after day one.
Yeah, look, we struggled this morning a bit in the mixed conditions, and we were probably on the wrong tyre as well. Happy with our afternoon. A bit closer to the boys in front of us there, but I suppose after the morning they are well ahead there at this stage. But yeah, look, we're happy enough with our progress.
And of course, Saturday, a long, long day. You've got the experience. You know, anything can happen. I mean, we're only just warming up.
Exactly, that's it. We've a long way to go yet. Another two long days of rallying, so. Look at here, it's all to play for yet.
Yeah, and how about the car?
Car's not bad. Car's good. Yeah.
So looking forward to Saturday's action?
100%, yeah.
David Kelly, at the end of day one, you must be pretty pleased. You're, you know, still very much in it.
We had a really difficult morning. Suppose we had trouble from the word go there this morning. But, look, we just had to manage it. And to be honest, we were just talking back in the road. We're probably still there or thereabouts in the top 10, so we really could have been further back with the problems we had, so we're happy.
So you'll be pushing on day two?
Yeah, we'll have to just reset tonight and we'll just go as hard as we can in the morning.
So Josh, day one, Donegal International Rally over, 6 demanding stages. How did you assess it all?
Yeah, it's okay. Obviously we had some trouble this morning and a bit in the afternoon, but we tried to manage it as best as possible, and the lads in M-Sport done a good job in service to try get everything sorted, but tomorrow we try get everything completely sorted and go again.
Yeah, so you feel you've sort of got into the rhythm now?
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously a lot different than what we're used to in WRC, but it's all good.
Philip Allen, that was an eventful day. You certainly pushed. I think one of the stages you didn't have any breaks, you were saying, but you must be well pleased. Fourth, joint fourth overall.
It's all right. That nominal time probably cost me 10 or 15 seconds easy. The last stage, there was a Beale pulled out just at the road positions. Not in my favour at all. Like, running 16th in the road, I asked for a reseed, but sure, obviously they didn't give it to me. So we're fourth tomorrow, so no, fourth or fifth tomorrow, no excuses. We'll go on and push tomorrow and see if we can pull a bit of this time back.
And the three stages today, the two loops, contrasting sorts of stages and contrasting weather.
I enjoyed it. I'm actually enjoying it way more than I thought I would. Just hard to get into a rhythm. Everything's so difficult. Being back here is a massive disadvantage, in my opinion. But tomorrow we don't have, I suppose, any excuses, so it'll hopefully be better.
So flat to the mat?
Yeah, tomorrow for sure we'll push.
And what about the stages tomorrow? Any one of them are you particularly looking forward to or expecting a real challenge?
Yeah, the last two, the first two, I'm not loving them. Obviously, you guys done them before, but the last two, I'm going to go.
And that is Philip Allen speaking to Chris Ashmore. That piece there, Chris Dunn, as the guys were coming into Park Fermi after the opening day of action. So just to summarise the standings, the international field, Chris Meek, 5-10 winner in the WRC, leading the Donegal International with Liam Regan on board in the Yaris. They're one of four Yarises in the top 10. They have an 11.8 second advantage over the first of the five Skodas in the top 10, driven by the defending champions Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. And a further 11.6 back is Josh McErlane and Owen Tracy in the sole Ford in the top 10. Outside of that, we have Josh Moffat and Philip Allen tied for fourth in Tour de Yaris Cars, currently 22 seconds adrift of McErlane. Then we have Eddie Doherty in the Skoda in sixth. Cahan McCourt in the Skoda Fabia is seventh. The leading Donegal driver is David Kelly in the Skoda in eighth, with Michael Boyle in another Skoda ninth. And then Marian Evans wrapping up the top 10 in that Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2. As we go into the modified section, there are seven Escorts in the top 10, but the leading car is a Toyota Starlet rear-wheel drive, driven by the defending two-wheel drive modified champions from last year, Aaron McIntyre and Darren O'Brien. They lead by 6.7 seconds from Robert Dugan and John McCarthy in an Escort. And the second Escort in the top three is driven by Christopher O'Callaghan and Gavin Doherty, and they set a further 2.4 adrift. The rest of the top 10 in the modified section is made up of Gary McPhillips in fourth, Oliver Benton is in fifth, Connor Harvey sixth, Daniel Breslin seventh, David Moffat in a Starlet in eighth, Michael Carbon ninth, and the first Darien is Patrick McHugh and Padraig O'Donnell wrapping up the top 10. So that is the standings ahead of day two tomorrow, where there's eight more stages to come. They're going to start at 10 a.m. with the mighty Knock Alla. We will of course have our preview tomorrow morning just after the 9 o'clock news. There'll be the cars will actually be running on Knock Alla from 10 tomorrow morning, and we will of course have blanket coverage for you once again right here in Highland. If you want to recap any of the day one action, all you have to do is nip over to highlandradio.com. It's all there in the sports section of our website. Let's get the rest of today's news. And then we go back to Mark.
Keep pace with the leaders on day one of the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Leisure Kenny, where tonight, Friday, it's Rhythm and Sticks and One for the Road. Pay at the door.
Thanks, Oisin. So we'll move from rallying to the world of Gaelic games, and the Donegal squad has been named for Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Round 3 clash with Dublin at Croke Park. Goalkeeper Gavin Mulroney is named in goals in place of Sean Patton. If that is to be the starting lineup, Mulroney's inclusion between the sticks would be the only change from the defeat to Cork last time out. But for the first time since last year's All-Ireland final, Kieran Thompson is in the 26-man squad. 2012 All-Ireland winner Eamon McGee says a lot will hinge on Donegal's energy levels they bring to the game.
When you're suffering a disappointment like that day, you're not necessarily going to fix it. Yes, there's stuff to be done on the training field, but it's to do in the meetings and then video analysis, and there's very little you can do in the space of a week. It's about installing that belief again. They've taken a knock, that's down, lost to Down, lost to Cork, so it will, there's no point beating around the bush, it will have taken a knock, that confidence that Donegal teams under McGuinness usually have, and it's just about working on that there and working on, Jim mentioned that energy, after the Down game, mentioned energy after the Cork game, and just making sure that we're not lacking in that.
Well, Highland Radio Sport will have full live coverage from Croke Park with Pádraig Kilfertaigh, Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne on Sunday. In the Ladies All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, Donegal meet Mayo tomorrow in Glenfinn with a 1 o'clock start, and we'll have live updates with Maureen O'Donnell. Tyrone will look to make it back-to-back All-Ireland Minor Football deciders this evening. At the Red Hand County take on Kildare at Breffni Park in the first of this year's semi-finals. The winner of tonight's tie will face one of either Cork or Derry, who play their game tomorrow. Locally, there's one game scheduled for the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship this evening. Four Masters host Éire Ballyshannon at 7:30. In soccer, Scotland are looking to make it 2 wins from 2 at the World Cup when they play Morocco in Boston tonight. Victory will see them reach the knockout stage for the very first time. But former midfielder Scott Brown says it will be a much harder test than their last match against Haiti.
We've got nothing to lose. I think we go in, we'll change shape a little bit. I don't see Shanklin playing, if I'm honest. I think they go 4-5-1. They've got to deal with the threat of Hakimi and Diaz. So it's going to be a total different game.
Kickoff this evening is at 11 o'clock Irish time. Also in that group, Brazil and Haiti go head-to-head in Philadelphia from 1:30 tonight. But before those games, tournament co-host USA do battle with Australia in Seattle from 8 o'clock. Well, Finn Harps and Derry City both have away games in the SSE Airtricity League tonight. Harps make the trip to St Coleman's Park to take on Cove Ramblers in the First Division. A 5-0 home defeat to UCD last week has left Kevin McHugh's side second from bottom of the table. Former Harps captain Declan Boyle says confidence will be low in the camp after a couple of recent heavy defeats.
For one reason or other, not playing well, that combination of not playing well, and you know, I don't think that UCD are that far ahead of Swin Harps. I just think that at the moment they're in a really bad situation. The confidence is low, and the performance has been very, very poor. And so, you know, they just need a wee bit of coming together, a wee bit of resilience, and you know, hopefully, you know, they can get a good result somewhere that might kickstart them into the season again. But at the moment, when you're losing games, and you're losing games comfortably, you end up getting deeper into a shell, then you lose that confidence to go out and express yourselves. And that's what's seeming at the minute, you know. So, yeah, listen, but hopefully that they can get a wee bit of resources, bit of funding, and get more players in July.
Well, Derry City head west to play Galway United in the Premier Division after a 4-1 win over Bohemians last Friday. In other top flight games, leaders Shamrock Rovers are away to Waterford. St Pat's host Sligo Rovers. Shelburne go to Drogheda United, and Bohemians welcome Dundalk to Dalymount Park. In golf, Shane Lowry has shot his second double bogey at this year's US Open as he makes his way through the back nine. The Offaly native shot a frustrating round of 73 at Shinnecock Hills yesterday. He is now 4 over par through 14 holes today. Wyndham Clark leads on 7 under. Finally, for this evening in rugby, Leinster will look to claim back-to-back URC titles this evening. Leo Cullen's side faced the Bulls in the final at Croke Park, a repeat of last year's decider. Kick-off at GAHQ is at 7:30. That is all your sport for this evening. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning for updates on day 2 of the Donegal International Rally. Donal.
Cadw jesyna ar ffoil da chi yn ebrihe ffrastol ar ymacht special ta ag gi y tec gydor yn ie ys e wydras ni geltacta agos agri ac di cofartiaha ar ffod na gantr geltacta a wanasdi yn yn greus yn gi tec conspwesyna ebre solwb ha garamwla agos asyna technoliacta dyn ced sgoi ac hyr ar ffoil da gynolacta agos chi yn ebrihe ar ffod ffad na geltacta. Corin and Corlia and Corlia edges Geltic to Gaskill Scullyak to Falcher of Irifish or Hydrory or Wylofa, Doctor of the Yerif, a winning Le Taija Hour a Sanula, a winning Le Mi Comus, Raytonus Chagas, Jack Lactus, August Kohahu, Takira Sparantact, Kuig Vila Euro and Kyonner Foyle, Sparantact a wine a winning La Ahan Hour, Stigaholus, Egg and Sieve. Cog Bunk IE. Rinya Kiva ni Honolia, Lagan Urden Lor Skelta, Maihua Vicky Lim, Vicky Shan Nail O'Beal, Falsiha Ag Evloj, Achiolo in Ashland, Ranafarish and Ye, Vinol Johnny Hian, O'Gallagher, Agus Donahoe O'Beal, Mar E. Canchori, Egan O'Kedge, Agus Curran Leandra Letcher, Kennan Falcher, Roat Avelo, Erkam Kurch, Nagathane, Cafeana, Avesar Shul, If I jai shartanya, le lin and tauri, le jai kaffi, a kurta clarna fela, o hoos the misa shop. Agus a karu falcha, curter falcha, river, irahist on the comortus letteraha and arctus fihifius a shay, agus then spricta ta yeshna and kade ladami ul, ta comortus fiction, a filiacta, erishurakta, agus dramiacta, than scrive nor fasta. Comortus granain the Galti Bonskola, Gar Scannan Erishorokta fiction agus filiokta the Galti Banskola, agus McLean Triu level. Stigaholus, Fina Comortus, Egg and Sieve Antarctus Bonkai E. Shin Mahodja Eligulier Slanagus Banakt.
Gulamhogath Kulam Augustinish on I'm sure. Sunny spells and scattered showers this evening, but becoming dry overnight. Winds light and variable, cooler and fresher than recently, with lowest overnight temperatures 7 to 11 degrees Celsius. Isolated showers possible tomorrow morning, but otherwise it'll be dry with sunny spells. Top temperatures 15 to 19 degrees Celsius, coolest in the northwest, with light to moderate westerly or variable winds. Looking at the closing headlines, a new air ambulance service for the northwest is to be based in Sligo, with the aircraft seen training in Killybegs this week, ahead of its launch on July 1st. The jury at the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has been sent home for the weekend. They'll begin deliberating again on Monday morning. Ireland's being taxed with finalising the EU's budget by the end of the year. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says it will be a challenge, particularly in terms of getting consensus on the common agricultural policy. And the community in St Johnson has come together to welcome home Davin Curran. The two-year-old has spent months in hospital after being diagnosed with a number of very serious heart conditions. Today, he returns to his home in Donegal. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news on highlandradio.com. As Oisin said earlier, all the rally updates are available on the website as well. You can see the pictures, the interviews and all that happened on day one, with lots more to come tomorrow and on Sunday. But for now, from the Highland Radio News team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 19th of June. The death has taken place of Margaret Breslin, née Orr, Quay Street, Moville, reposing at the family home. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 7:30, going to St Columbus Church, Drung, for reception prayers at 8 o'clock, reposing overnight. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 10:15, followed by burial in the adjoining churchyard. Flowers welcome, donations in lieu if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or McGowan's funeral home. The death has occurred of Brian Fryer Kelsey, Tully Mill, Ballyar, Rimelton, reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow and Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on both days, followed by private cremation. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the RNLI, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director and cremation services. The death has occurred of Shane Robbins, 51, Ardcolgan, Carndonagh, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening and from 12 noon until 9 o'clock tomorrow. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Tommy Morris, 20, Ballycommon Estate, Strabane, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Michael Doherty, 435 Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham, formerly of Port Hall, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12 noon for Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Charlie Connolly, Sunningdale Oma, formerly of Garva, Blaine, Castlederg. Charlie's remains will repose at his home until 10 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 in Sacred Heart Church, Oma, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Drumra. The death has taken place of Conal McFadden, Crawley, Gwydor, formerly of Carrick Boyle, Derry Beg. His remains will repose at his home in Crawley today until 8 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 8 o'clock, with Rosary nightly at 8. House private, please, after the Rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Conal's funeral Mass will take place on Sunday morning at 11 in St Columbkill's Church, Knockfulla, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Margaret Duffy, Rishini, Clonmany. Margaret's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. and before the funeral tomorrow. Family Flowers, Only Please, donations in lieu of desired to Larissa Lodge Nursing Home, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.